Once again, a pleasant good evening on a Thursday night in the Music City, and you're listening to 650 WSM Chevrolet Bluegrass Nights from the Ryman Auditorium in downtown Nashville, the mother church of country music, and of course, the birthplace of bluegrass as well. Let's have another nice round of applause for Third Time Out. Didn't they do a wonderful job on the first half of our program tonight? They always do such a great job. Well, this next band that is with us tonight, it's a very special time to have them with us here in Nashville. They don't perform together all the time, but there was a time when they did perform together a lot. Their origins go back to the state of Colorado, where all of them were working in a music store out there together, and they decided to quit their day job working there in the music store and pursue playing music. And boy, I'll tell you what, when they came on the scene back in 1978, they brought something unique to the table. They had a great passion for what had gone on in the past and the pioneering people in our business, and they knew the music well of those people, but they put their own twist to it. But one of the things that they did, not only with their music, but with the their presentation, was quite unique too, because they went out and found them a bunch of 1940s neckties and suits and things like that. And of course, it's quite commonplace today for groups to sing around a single microphone. Well, they were doing this back in the 1980s. But they emerged on the scene in 1978, and they were based in Colorado. And if you follow bluegrass music, you know, of course, there's always been a fair bit of bluegrass around the Nashville area. And of course, the Washington, D.C. market has always been a hotbed, and it's been popular in New England for years as well. But there's always been a certain mystique that accompanies bands that are from another part of the country. And a tremendous mystique engulfed these guys. It was always a big deal when they came east of the Mississippi. They had a large following at the time, had some wonderful records out. And you think about some important songs back in the 1980s, like Untold Stories and Walk the Way the Wind Blows. Those songs were so great that Kathy Mattea decided to record both of those songs and had big hits with them in the country field. But tunes like Montana Cowboy and Colleen Malone, all those songs associated with this great band. They decided to retire from the business in 1990, and they went their separate ways, but maintained a friendship, and they've decided to work an occasional date along the way here and there. And I believe they'll work a total of 6 dates this year. And this is their only date east of the Mississippi River. They have played on this stage before, and they have guested at the Grand Ole Opry in the past. They'll be with us there again on Saturday night. And it's always a joy to be around these people and to watch them entertain and to hear their approach to the music, which is a very special approach. You're going to be well entertained, ladies and gentlemen, by the great group Hot Rise. Please make them welcome.
Untie that thing first, huh? Good night.
sea. I'm going across the line. I'm going across the ocean for the egg of mine. Won't you come and go? Come, my love, and go. Leave this world of sorrow and troubles here below. Come and go, come my love and go. Leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below. Now what my mama told me, it has come to pass. Drinking and gambling gonna be my ruin at last. Won't you come and go, come my love and go. Leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below. Gambled through Kentucky, rambled all through Spain. I'm going to West Virginia, gonna blame my last game. Won't you come and go, come my love and go. Leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below. Won't you come and go, come my love and go. Leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below. Come and go, come my love and go. Leave this world of sorrow, troubles here below.
Trim and burn it. See what the Lord has done. Thank you, everybody. We're Hot Rise. We're glad to be back at the Ryman Auditorium. Glad to be with you here on this beautiful Thursday evening in Nashville, Tennessee. So it was nice also to have Eddie Stubbs introduce us. Great thanks again to Eddie. Just a treat for us to be around him wherever he is. Such a good guy. Great musician. Knows so much about so many different kinds of music. You guys are lucky to have him on the radio all the time. And I believe we're on the radio right now as we speak. So more people out there, welcome to our portion of the show, too. I'm going to take a minute and just introduce the guys in the band to you. With the banjo from Niwot, Colorado. He's originally from the great state of New York. He's been to college more than the rest of us combined. He is also the former president of the International Bluegrass Music Association, founding president, was for many, many years. A guy really helped get that organization going. Dr. Banjo himself, Pete Wernick, on the banjo. With a mandolin, he's going to play some fiddle later on. He's from Wheeling, West Virginia. He's the current president of the International Bluegrass Music Association. And a talented guy, songwriter, good cook, good skier, and a very hospitable host, as we're finding out this week. Give a big hand to Mr. Tim O'Brien on the mandolin, fiddle, and the lead vocal. With a guitar. He's kind of in a samba mood here this evening. Not somber, samba. He's a wonderful musician, and he's been playing all our shows with us this summer. Local guy, I know you guys know he is, Mr. Brian Sutton. Pretty talented from Asheville, North Carolina. Now living here in Nashville. Yes. You can if you want.
Okay.
You don't have to.
I know I don't have to, but I just thought I'd just for a little variety, you know.
All right.
We got a guy here on the bass. He's been playing with the band about 24 years, off and on, mostly on. And a personal friend of mine lives in Boulder, has a wonderful radio program called E-Town. Anybody listen to that? E-Town? It's a good one. It's on locally. He'll tell you more about that later if he remembers. Let's hear it for our wonderful bass player and singing man, Mr. Nick Forster.
Whoa!
It's so exciting, Pete. I don't know. It's very exciting. Thank you. One of the fellows who's not actually traveling with us now, but he used to for many years, was our road manager and sound guy, a guy named Frank Edmondson, who's currently out with Alison Krauss and has been for many years. Very just good all-around guy and a great friend of ours. He helped write this next song we're going to do. It's one that Pete and Frank made up while Frank was driving the bus. And Frank was kind of, you know, Pete was distracting him, trying to keep him up one night. And Frank was saying, "How about B-flat there?" Pete would say, "B flat. Wow, okay. I'll check it out." And they made up the song together. It's called Frank's Blues.
One, two,
thank you.
Well, this is the house that Radio built. You know, it's such a treat. Anybody comes into this building just can't help but think about the Grand Ole Opry, can't help but think about all the great music that emanated from this very stage. So it's a treat for us. And we also used to have our own little radio show when we got started. One of the things that kind of inspired us, we had an early morning radio show that was aired every Wednesday morning at 7:30 in Boulder, Colorado. And that was nothing compared to what the rigors that some of the local bands in the early days had to put up with. But for us, it was a big deal. And so here on this stage, and I know for our radio audience tonight, we're going to do a song that we recorded a while ago. It's about many of our favorite things, getting old guitars and cars and getting together with friends and playing music. It's a little bit about drinking homemade whiskey and barns and stuff like that. So, you know, it's all kinds of fun in here. Calling people on the telephone, that can be fun sometimes. It's a little number called the Radio Boogie.
Well, I got me a hand and an old guitar, and I made an down payment on a second-hand car. Got me a job on the radio, saving up money for a fiddle and a bow to do the Radio Boogie. All over the dial, with a solid kick and a red-eyed lick, and it's Tennessee style. Grinding in the barn and do the radio boogie. All over the dial, with a solid kick and a red-eyed lick, and it's Tennessee style. By the radio, we'll do the radio boogie. All over the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, and it's Tennessee style. We'll do the radio boogie all over the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, and it's Tennessee style. Do the radio boogie all over the dial, with a solid kick and a red hot lick, and it's Tennessee style.
Here's one that Dr. Banjo made up. Pete Wernick made this one up, and it was number one on the bluegrass charts for a number of periods of time.
One long period or several
short ones? Time. It's just all how you measure it. It was like months, maybe, which is a lot of hours.
Longer than I can count the number of seconds.
Yeah. Anyway, here it is.
Hector Brown, he lives on a farm. He's been a farmer all his life, until he had to slow down when his heart broke down. He went under a surgeon's knife, and the four kids that he raised, they all live so far from home. And since his wife died last December, Hector's all alone. And if you don't think
tell you, my friend, he's just like you. Ethel Klein, she lives in the city, and her landlord, he lives out of town. When the cold wind blows, it chills her, her backache gets her now. So she reads by day, she sleeps by night, she never goes nowhere, and scarcely anybody even knows she's there. And if you don't think that woman could be alone in blue, let me tell you, my friend, she's just like you. Not too long ago, you were only 21. But time moves only one way, and you won't always be young. If you don't think when you get old you could be alone and blue, let me tell you, my friend, you got some thinking to do. Don't think an old man could be alone and blue, let me tell you, my friend, he's just like you. And if you don't think an old man could be alone and blue, let me tell you, my friend, he's just like you.
Thank you. One, two. It's been 10 years and 3 since I first went to sea, since I sailed from old Ireland and home. But those hills, lush and green, were a part of my dream when I dreamed of my calling alone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away to the grave on a hill overlooking the mill. That's the place where she's sleeping today.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone.
Faithful each day as I sailed far away, there was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes, soft and blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as a dove.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone. my life, I will not take a wife. I will live in this valley alone, planting flowers around in the soft, gentle ground that is holding my calling below.
As the soft breezes blow through the meadow I go, past the mill where the moss covers stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines, to be with my calling alone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines, to be with my calling alone.
Well, we had a always since we broke up from playing full time back in 1990, we staged various reunions. Always had a good time getting together. There's too much music that we learned together to sort of keep apart. We have to keep checking up on one another and renewing that thing. And on one of the reunions, we recorded a live record without even knowing it. And we were doing a new song that we had just learned for that tour, a song of mine, and we'll play it for you now. It's called "Climbing Up a Mountain."
I've been climbing up a mountain since the day that I was born. Heart said, I knew what I needed to know.
Need to know
what you need to know. Just listen to your heart and hear what you need to know. Steps keep getting shorter as I get closer to the top. And I'm slowing way down now, cause I don't want to have to stop.
I have to stop.
I get closer and closer, but I don't want to have to stop.
How you doing up there in the balcony? You doing okay? We are, you know, through the years we spent traveling around, we got a chance to play all over the place and all over the world. We got to help thousands and thousands of people dress up like sacks of Martha White flour because that's where we got our name. And when we first Pete actually thought up the name, and he called up the folks at Martha White and said, you know, you have this name for this bluegrass band. We live in Colorado and we're going to do this thing. And they said, well, could you keep the show clean? And we thought that would not be a problem. So we ventured out, and we actually ended up, it was not a time where they were sponsoring any bluegrass bands or anything like that, but we knew, of course, that they had sponsored Flattened Scruggs. So we got this name. Around here, you all know what it is. Other parts of the world, like Colorado, they thought, Hot Rise is like, is it a shaving product? Is it something a little racy? Is it something we should be nervous about? And, you know, but we persevered and helped, as I say, spread the gospel about better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White. Self-rising flour with Hot Rise.
Yeah. Now you bake light with Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, good light, Martha White.
Martha White.
All you bake better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White, self-rising flour.
Then one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, self-rising flour. It's got Hot Rise. Cakes and pies with Martha White, self-rising flour.
Then one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, self-rising flour. It's got Hot Rise.
Tune written by Mr. Greg Durth. It's a great tune called The Empty Pockets Blues. Tim used to say it was the story of fiddle players in general. Practice, practice, practice. play all your life, never have any money, then you die. But it doesn't have any words, so it doesn't sound quite as depressing when you hear it, but it nonetheless is a sad song, and it also is in the key of B, and if you're a fiddle player, you know that's a very sad, sad key. That's a tough key. We're going to stay the key of B, though, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah?
It's about love.
Here's one called Let Me Love You One More Time.
My grave I'll carry with me, the memory of our love tonight.
Lay your head on my shoulder, put your little hand in mine. We'll walk down lover's lane together. Let me love you one more time.
Right. To my grave I'll carry with me a memory of our love tonight.
Lay your head on my shoulder, put your little hand in mine. We'll walk down lover's lane together. Let me love you one more time. Let me love you one more time.
We got off to a fairly inauspicious start when we started out. You know, we had to play in a lot of bars, and one of the things that made our lives a lot easier in those days, we had another band called Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, and they were so great. They worked really cheap. They didn't take a lot of maintenance on the road. Didn't seem like we ever even had to really buy them plane tickets or anything.
But they insulted us, I heard.
They did insult us from time to time. But the Trailblazers made those honky-tonk gigs just so easy because we'd just play for a while, and then they'd come over and play their brand of music that some people liked, and then we'd come back and sort of salvage the whole thing. But one of the places that we played early on was actually up near the Trailblazers' hometown. It was our first gig when we got together, the Charles and Pete and Tim and I, was at the Ramada Snow King in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where we had five big nights at the Ramada Snow King during a weight loss convention, which was not chock full of bluegrass fans, as it turned out. So we had opportunity during the day to kind of refine our set and aim a little more in their direction every day, and by the end of the week we were off and running, and the rest is not quite history. Maybe only it's history to Eddie Stubbs. But anyway, here's a song that we started doing really early on. It's written by a friend of Tim's. Tim grew up in Wheeling, and this is a guy who lived in Ohio, and a great songwriter, J.D. Hutchison. And another kind of great soulful bluesy tune called My Little Darling.
I feel time we lived together that she only kept me for a place.
my little darling, I know she no longer cares for me.
Capo at the end of that last one. That was great.
It's exciting.
A little added part of the show that the folks on the radio don't get. So you should feel like you haven't been cheated for being here in the live audience. We're going to do a song that was written by our late guitarist, Charles Sawtell. It's actually a... Yeah, let's give him a hand. We would never have played the kind of music that we play if it weren't for playing with him, because he was so unusual and so special, and we sort of learned a lot of things to do that would make us different than any other band. Anyway, Brian Sutton has the chore of playing like him now and again on this next one. And like that last instrumental we played, it's hard to tell what it's about until you hear the title, which is The Butcher's Dog.
Thank you.
Here's another one that has a little bit to do with Charles. It's one I made up when I was house-sitting for Charles. And at a time when his house was kind of a spooky place. I talked to Charles about it, and he said, yeah, maybe Slade was living in the garage. He wasn't sure. But anyway, it was a while ago, and it was a kind of an odd time for... anyway, forget that. I'm not going to go into the details about the, you know, the laundry and all that stuff. None of that.
Please.
No, I can't go there. But it's a song that we recorded a while ago, and we're going to do it for you right now. It's a little number called The Shadows in My Room.
Honey, I don't mind, but when the sun goes down, I'm all alone with shadows in my room. Gone is a life I knew so well. In its place, I feel your spell. They were always here, but I never felt the shadows in my room. I hear a voice soft to call, I listen, but it's gone. It's in the feelings I recall when you were mine. Am I alone? I think I'd go away from here. Leave this house and all my past. Someone new, and I might lose the shadows in my room. Change, oh, my love won't seem so strange. Though I try, I just can't hide shadows in my room. Tonight I'm going to go out, I'm going to change my point of view. I'm not looking for another, just afraid myself from you. I think I've gone away from here. Leave this house and all my past somewhere new. I might lose the shadows in my room. I hear a voice soft to call, I listen but it's gone. It's in the feelings I recall when you were mine. And mine alone, I think I'd go away from here. Leave this house and all my past. Someone new, and I might lose these shadows in my room. Somewhere new, and I might lose the shadows in my room.
Folks, they've got a standing up and walking out ovation. We appreciate that. Thank you. They got to get home. They got a job to go to, or babysitters to tend to, or something. I should not single anyone out in the audience. We're all in this together. We're going to feature Nick Forster on the guitar. It's a bourgeois guitar, but it's a working class song.
It's right in.
It's in the drop D tuning, which we love so much in bluegrass music. This is sort of a Celtic sounding instrumental anyway. One of mine called Land's End. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Voice on the wind.
We're going to... Hard times is a... I'm sorry about that. It is hard times, but it's good times, isn't it? It's the best of times. We'd like to refuse all your requests. We know sooner or later you'll come up with something that we know. And then we'll try it for you. Here's one that's from our record. I mentioned earlier we made a live record, and that's kind of why we're back together and testing the waters with Brian playing guitar and all that kind of stuff. Since Charles died, it's kind of tough to think about starting over, but we're glad, we're really having a good time doing this, and we're glad you're all here. This is from the record called So Long of a Journey, and it's one that was written by Butch Waller from out in California. He plays with the fabulous long-standing group High Country out there. This is called The Voice on the Wind. Thank you. As I walked out that beach of sand, I looked out to sea. From the edge of the land, I watched the seabirds fly where the ocean roared. And I wonder why my heart's so sore. Your love has gone, said a voice on the wind, as sweet as a song. Seabirds fly out over the waves. I sit and sigh over happy days. And lonesome there, my heart does pine for a love that lasts till the end of time. Your love has tear in your eye in the pale moon.
But there's a prayer bell at the Lord's right hand. Give it a ring, he will understand.
Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, how sweet they ring.
They bring
bearing a message unto Jesus, their King
of glory.
When you are burdened now with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer. Jesus, their King
of glory.
When you are burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer.
When Paul and Silas were both thrown in jail, and they began to sing.
Prayer bells from heaven, Lord, how sweetly they ring. Bearing a message unto Jesus, their King
of glory.
When you are burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer. Jesus, their King
of glory.
When you are burdened down with troubles and care,
my brother,
ring on now, for God will answer your prayer.
We're going to feature the guitar player on this one. It's a trick I learned from Nick Forrester. He used to introduce himself as, like, back on the bass. This is me.
You better quit while you're ahead.
We're going to turn our guitar player loose.
Get off.
Okay, we're going downhill at this point.
Riding on that new river train, I'm riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here is gonna carry me away again. Now, darling, you can't love one. Now, darling, you can't love one. You can't love one and have any fun. Oh, darling, you can't love one. I'm riding on that new river train, riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here is gonna carry me away again. Now, darling, you can't love two. Darling, you can't love two. You can't love two and your little heart be true. Oh, darling, you can't love two. I'm riding on that new river train. I'm riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here is gonna carry me away again. Thank you.
Darling, you can't love three. Darling, you can't love three. You can't love three. It's against the law in Tennessee. Oh, darling, you can't love three. Riding on that new river train. Riding on that new river train. That same old train that brought me here's gonna carry me away again.
Brian Sutton on the guitar and lead vocal.
For those of you listening on the radio, he turned bright red. He's bashful. Bashful from Asheville. No, I didn't mean that. We're going to do just a couple more songs, folks. I want to thank you for coming out to see us. Again, it's as Eddie mentioned at the top, we are not really, we don't really exist. This is just an apparition. This is just something that we're doing, just a very, very few shows. And fortunately, we get to hang around a little bit. We're going to be on the Opry on Saturday, so tune in if you can, or come by. And then we have just one more show this year, and that's out in San Francisco in October. And so far, all the shows have been getting kind of steadily better. This one included, we've sure been enjoying ourselves, and it's a treat for us to play on this stage and in front of you. So we've got a couple songs left. This one is one that, again, was one of the songs we started doing very early on in the band. It's written by Ola Bell Reed. It's called High on a Mountaintop.
About the days it used to be. As I looked in the valley down below, it was green just as far as I could see. As my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you in the days it used to be. High on a mountaintop, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown. High on a mountaintop, the wind blowing free, wondering about the days it used to be. Think of me, or if time blotted out your memory. As I listen to the breeze whisper gently to the trees, I always cherish what you meant to me. High on a mountaintop, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown. The days it used to be. About the days it used to be. Well, I wonder if you ever think of me.
Thank you, folks. We're going to leave you with one that features Pete Wernick on the banjo. I know some of you get to see Pete and his band, The Live Five, at some festivals, and he gets out there to play some wild stuff with his band, including with his fellow band members. The instruments are clarinet, vibes, bass, drums, and banjo. So that gives you a sense that it's wild. That's out there. And, of course, Tim has a local guy and has all kinds of musical projects going on all the time. The biggest one these days is called The Crossing, and I know many of you have been able to hear him with that. Brian is in a different band every day right here, and I know you get to see him an awful lot. Last night he was playing with the Dixie Chicks and James Taylor, and who knows what it'll be tomorrow. But you'll see him on Saturday with us over at the Opry. And as Pete mentioned, I have this radio show that you can hear on both the Phoenix for a little while and on WRLT also here called E-Town. And we're going to bring it to Nashville sometime and do a live show from probably right here on this stage. Anyway, I hope you can keep in touch with us. And I appreciate you coming out to see us. We're going to leave you with one called Shady Grove.
Always dark and cloudy. Every time you see that gal, always tell her howdy. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to Harley.
Thanks for listening to the Hot Rod Show, folks. We got Pete Wernick, Brian Sutton, Nick Forster. I'm Tim O'Brien. Thank you all for being here and listening. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Hot Rise. Isn't this great? So good to have them with us here as part of Chevrolet Bluegrass Night at the Ryman. What a tremendous job. So good to hear those songs and hear that singing again. It's been a long time since they've been to the Ryman. We're glad that they're with us tonight. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Hot Rise.
Okay, how many for Nellie Kane? How many for Walk the Way the Wind Blows? How many for the latest song by... No, I won't say it. I think we got Walk the Way the Wind Blows one out. Sorry, the request lines are closed for just a second.
The winner is
Walk the Way the Wind Blows.
Walk the Way the Wind Blows.
Up along the hallway and down along the stairs, I can see the pictures that we made down through the years. And it makes me blue, darling, thinking of the past. I'm truly sorry I couldn't make it last. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking of where to go from here. I remember, darling, when you first came to me. All the air was sweet then, and all our time was free. But like the leaves that wither, our hearts fell away. I think I'll just go out alone and walk my blues. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cried, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. Well, I gotta do some thinking of where to go from here. Walk the way the wind blows, wipe away.
Thanks again to all the folks who put this program together, the folks with the Ryman Auditorium, the fabulous Ryman Auditorium, the Bluegrass Series. We're happy to be a part of it, even if it is the last night. Hope you had a fun time being part of the audience for these shows. I'm sure you came to more than one this summer. And you never know what might happen in the future. We may have a chance to come back sometime, and if so, hope we get a chance to play here again. Thanks again to Eddie Stubbs. And here's that other request that you asked for.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Pete Wernick, Nick Forrester, Tim O'Brien, Brian Sutton, collectively known as Hot Rods. Aren't they great? Good to have them with us here tonight for Chevrolet Bluegrass Night at the Ryman Auditorium. And they'll be with us on Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. I want to thank all of you for being with us for a wonderful series here. Again, our thanks to the folks at Chevrolet for sponsoring this event tonight. We hope that you will come back and be with us again next year. Tickets are available on sale right now in the lobby for the series next year, which will run starting June 19th through July 24th. Also, tickets are available for the great show featuring Nickel Creek here at the Ryman on August 24. Now back to more great country music on the home of the Grand Ole Opry, 650 WSM with Johnny Kay. Thank you and good night from the Ryman. The ushers are trained to show you the safest and quickest exit from the building. In the unlikely event of an emergency, please follow the instructions of the usher staff. We would like to remind you that there is no smoking allowed in the Ryman Auditorium at any time. Also, out of respect for the artists and those around you, please turn off all cell phones and pagers at this time. Due to union regulations, the use of video and audio recording equipment is strictly prohibited. However, you may, and as a matter of fact, you're encouraged to take as many still photographs with flash as you like. But again, the use of video and audio recording equipment is not permitted. Thank you for your cooperation, and we hope you enjoy tonight's show.